Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen Dee, and I'm back! I hope that everyone is doing well. I hope that everyone kept the praise during the week, not only on Sunday. Okay, I want to thank all of my listeners and all of my followers. I thank you so much for your support. And as for the troublemakers and snoopers, you know what I always say about that. Kiss, kiss. Okay, we start our show usually with real talk. So here's real talk. Check things out very thoroughly before you jump into them. Check the situation out. Business propositions, check it out. Because it could be something that will bring you down sooner or later, and usually it's sooner. There's a lot of scammers out here. Situations that you would like to say something about, look at it before you say anything. Because we deal with all personalities. And some people don't like to be corrected. Some people don't like to be told about things. Example, if I say someone's brother's wife is cheating on them, and it's just an example, they might not want to hear that. They may not want to hear it from a friend. But that's just being a friend. And some people get offended by it. When situations come up, some of us want to do the right thing, and we think that we're doing the right thing, but end up getting the messy end of the stick. Now, conjure to draw good friends. I spoke about lavender before. Yes, it is used in love rituals, but it is also used to draw friends and happiness. And simple, you can use it for that. You can put some of that in your drawers, not your underwear, but your dressers. Your dressers. And that smell is so beautiful. You can combine it with patchouli. Patchouli is used in many perfumes that's on the market. Patchouli, sometimes it's used to draw money. Sometimes, all the time used in love spells. I believe that's what you're wanting to hear today, because the message that I put out. Now, let's get more into real talk. Word of advice. I know that some people don't want to do anything as in going to a worker for work against someone that's bothering you. This situation is that bad to where you're sick, where you're sleepless, and all of the above. It's time. I know that you think twice about that, but it's time when it gets that bad. It's time when you seem to have nothing but bad luck. Everything you do, it turns from sugar to it. Okay. No, I see things like this all the time. And the majority, well, no, I'm not going to say the majority. The majority that comes to me is ready. But some of them will question and question whether to do this or not. Well, think of it this way. Do you want to keep going through the situation that you're going through? Or do you want it fixed? That's what we're here for. What I'm here for. For all of my clients. See, the worker is not only to read or just to do the work. We are supposed to listen too. So don't get offensive, quiet. Don't get offensive if we ask a question. If we ask you a question, it's something we see. Example. Does this lady have children? We see something about the children. As in children, please watch them carefully. It doesn't matter if they're 17, 18, or 19. Please watch them carefully. The smallest little thing can send them down the wrong road. Some tend to get involved with the wrong people and thinking that these people are their friends. They're led into drugs and everything else. It's a word that came to mind before I said everything else, but I will not say it on this show. And all of you know what I'm talking about. There's so many children that have been led away from their families because they are listening to so-called friends. And ladies, be very careful you're trying to date. Get more information about them before you jump in the bed with them. Get more information about them before you invite them to your home. I say that because there's many dangers with that. Do you know that sometimes a relationship starts, and I'm talking about love relationships, start because your enemy sent that person. See, that's the easiest way for them to get to you. And when you know that you have enemies out there, you have to be careful because there's a such thing as being set up. You can actually be set up for a downfall, messing with the wrong people. There's a lot of anger in the world, too. But do you suppose to, are you supposed to, run out there and run your mouth at everyone? As I have said before, you don't know who a person is, what they do, who they know, or how they can get to you. There's many ways to get to you. I'm speaking of safety right here. Okay, that I got that out. That was heavily on my mind. Now, a touch of sweetness is what I need to bring up. When you're doing the ritual for desperate, for desperate needs, it could be finances. It could be love, whatever. Sweeteners are used. Honey, sugar. And I want to tell you about honey. If you use honey, if you're using it on someone, the best thing to do is get the closest color to the person's skin. Their skin. If they're real light, yes, the lightest honey you can get. If they're dark honey. But if you can't, regular can be used. It's whatever the worker has on hand or whatever the worker has told the client to do, whatever they can get to, and discuss it with your worker. Well, I couldn't get this. What should I get? Is it okay if I get this brand? Is it okay if I get this color? See, that goes into communication on the client's part and listening on the worker's part. Just remember, when we tell you something, you can put your hands on it. It's coming. It may not come within the next hour, but it is coming. You know, I enjoy the work that I do. I enjoy seeing the good results. If I'm not seeing any results with my clients, it's something that they are not doing. And I'm sure that many workers agree that there's something not being done. And it'll come out in the end. That's a promise. It will all come out in the end. Because the question is going to be asked, well, did you use this? And it's going to be a no. There you go. The first little slip messes up your case. And most of us will not go back over it. That is extra work for us. That is wasting our time from other people that are in need of help too. Some may have a worse case than you do. So think about that. Now, God didn't put us here just to suffer. You have to open that door and let God in. And God has a lot to do with what we do. Even this, those of us that are out here to do good, yes, he has a hand in it. He has a hand in everything. Look at what I have mentioned. The frankincense. Frankincense can be used to strengthen anything, good or evil, but it was given to baby Jesus by the three wise men. I'm sure that all of you know about that. Okay, the unknown and the unseen. There is a ritual to see the unknown. But don't tamper with it until you speak with someone, because that is very tricky. You can end up sick if you do the wrong thing. That's what this show is all about, making sure that everyone knows that there are risks to certain things that you do. Now, moving to the pickers. Oh, the picking neighbor, the picking friend, picking all the time. You know, your picking could lead to your butt getting beaten. That family or that person that you're picking at may know a little something. They might be fed up with you. And one day, they may kick your butt. And you're feeling that you are untouchable. You're not untouchable. If you're doing things like this, you are not untouchable. You can be touched in the worst way. Anybody that does that, they do not have a life of their own. You can't even go into the church without someone trying to throw off and pick. You can't even go outside without someone trying to throw off and pick. But it's one thing to pick at adults, but it's another thing, you know, dang. But when you mess with my kids, example, then you have hell to pay. So your end is coming soon when you target the kids. And I hope that you realize that, and I hope that you're listening too. marriages and kids. Yes, marriage is important. But if you have someone in the home that's butting into things that they shouldn't, and that is not their child, something needs to be done. Somebody needs to put their foot down and open their mouth. Because this shouldn't even be going on. Claiming to be holy. You can be a preacher, quartet singer, whatever. It's coming to an end. You think that you're fooling everybody else, but you're not fooling God. You have a big mouth on you. You curse all the time. But when you get out in public, you're godly. You're an angel. Yes, Satan was an angel too. So everybody think about that. Now, in some places, we have had a lot of snowfall. Let me tell you about snow. Snow is healing. Snow will heal you. Indian trick. You capture this snow in a bucket or whatever you want to capture it in. Put it in a jar. You can capture it in a jar. And you use that snow water to rub on your aching legs, your aching arms, your aching back. And it heals. It takes that pain away. That's another. And that's something that would not hurt you. You cannot go wrong with that at all. I think I gave you something good. That is something worth writing down. That is something worth trying. Let's go into workers' woes again. You start your work with us. If it is a case that is real big, you have to keep it going. Because if you don't, everything will attack you that you was trying to get off you in the beginning. Things will start to turn back. It's just like a cold. A cold come back. You have to take care of it. And to the ones that's running to the graveyards with painted rocks, putting them in a circle and asking the spirits to remove someone out of their home, you need to stop that too, because nothing is happening to that. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money getting the paint. That does not work. That's just like a child playing in the sand. And then you have went out there all in the graveyard, gotten dirt all over your shoes, and track it back home. And you was trying to do something evil. Well, you may have tracked evil back into your home. You can track spirits back into your home playing in the graveyard. There's something to wash your shoes with when you go into the graveyard, if you have to. Doing this kind of work. Like I have said, we really risk our lives for you all. The least that you could do is listen to us, do what we ask you to do, and sit back and enjoy your results. If there's a scripture to be read out of the Bible at a certain time you read it. If there's a floor wash to be done, do it. Because we have certain things to do on our end. It's not just telling you what to do or giving you something to use. And those roots that I spoke about on last week that you talked to, you do have to talk to them. Sometimes you have to talk to the high John roots. it's several things put in there for a gambling hand, but you have to talk to that root. And you have to talk to the Buckeyes, too. And you have to anoint them every few days. Like I said, 7, 9, 13, it has to be odd days. You can't do that every day. Some things are not required to anoint every day. The correct way to start something that we have told you to do is concentration, number one, concentrating on that goal, what you want. Okay, secondly, peace and quiet so that you can concentrate. You started in private and you ended in private. No one should see or touch what you are doing. Say if you had a Toby, the bag. No one should see that bag, and no one should touch it because it cancels the effects of the results. There's no results coming in. Now, here's a sticky subject right here. Setting your lights. If you have to dress a candle, dress it clockwise. Counterclockwise to remove things. And the candle by itself, I'm going to let you know, is not going to do everything. There's other things that you may have to do. It depends on the situation. It's the situation. So I hope that every word that I have said so far, that you understand. Now, everything goes by so quickly. I want to talk about our skies, eclipse coming. And as I have said, the eclipse is a good time to work. You start that day. If it's a lunar eclipse, start early that morning on what you're doing. And I'm sure that more people like me agree with that. All right, charging things. Say if you're trying to make something for good luck and it involves, you know, dollar coins and lightning struck wood. Before you collect the lightning struck wood, you have to put the coin outside during the storm. And I know that sounds odd, but it is very true. You put the coins out there during that storm. After the storm, you collect them, and you can dry them off, and they're ready to go. Then you collect the lightning struck wood. And sometimes it's just a little piece that you need. See, where some of you think this is very easy, it is not. It's not easy if you want the best results. Red devil eye, protection from authority. If people of authority seem to keep harassing you, coming up with things, and you are an innocent, red devil eye can be used. It also wards off evil in some ways. There's a lot of evils of the world. And I want you to think about that. But I'm going back to this. The lightning struck wood and the coin is not going to work by itself. I'm not going to give you the rest of it because it's priceless. Okay, you can ask me questions about it. You can give me a call after the show, and I will answer any question that you have. Okay. Running your reputation down. You're running your reputation down, but you are kicking at your family or your neighbors. That's not a good thing. You have a bad reputation. You're selling your butt for crackers. You're selling your butt for vaginas. Well, some men you ain't got nothing but a vagina. But anyway, you're selling it for vaginas, fish cakes. Okay, I can go down the list. But you have the nerve to try to talk about somebody else. And the person that you are talking about, there's a much better person than you are. You have to go on with your life because you're wasting your time. More than likely, you're sick. What if you have AIDS? Oh, oops. Oh, well. You need to be taking care of yourself instead of sitting outside trying to see what the neighbors are doing. You don't have much time if you are far gone with that. And speaking of that, IUDs do not protect you from AIDS. Condoms really don't protect you from AIDS. They say they do. It gives some protection. What if it bursts? And that's all I'm going to say about that. And what I'm speaking about, the person knows what I'm talking about. And to all of these children that's doing so great in school and going to church, keep up the good work. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do anything. Don't let anyone bring you down. And I'm coming to avoiding confrontation. And says, you know, they say turn the other cheek. You turn, but you're going to get tired. And I heard something false. A cornered person, anything or anybody cornered, will not fight. That is a lie. Anything or anybody cornered will fight. They will fight for their life. And especially someone that's sick, that you probably know. Watch it. They have more strength than you think. See, no, some people don't learn. They don't learn, you know, to just leave things alone. They want to keep on and on. And approaching someone's child to turn them against their mother or father is not a good idea either. Because they're not going to listen to you. They might think. But they're not going to listen to you. And more than likely, moms or pops is going to find out about it. And you don't want to say your name. Oh, well, they might already know your name. And you might be in a little trouble. So just keep right on doing what you're doing. You're going to be okay one day. Well, we're at the end, and I want to say to all of my beautiful listeners and followers that I hope that you, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope that you enjoy your week ahead. And I hope many blessings come to you during this time. Just carry the words with you that I said on this day. And to my beautiful, loving mother and family, I love you all very much. And don't forget it. Goodbye.